Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You're saying Hamas has put Palestinians in the crosshairs of Israel, so stand Israel down? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my friggin' life.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham condemns President Joe Biden's decision to withhold weapons from Israel over concerns about Rafah. Republicans accuse Biden of giving in to progressives. Democrat Chris Coons says he told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that while he understands the desire to attack Hamas, civilians have to be protected.
You have to provide a pathway for civilians to leave Rafah before you go in at scale with a bombing campaign, a ground campaign.
Others argue the idea of eliminating Hamas is unrealistic, and Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders says Biden risks losing the election over it.
Biden is not a perfect candidate. I have very strong disagreements with him over Gaza. I'm glad to see he's making some good movements forward.
Former President Donald Trump's appealing what he calls an unconstitutional gag order in his hush money trial. Judge Juan Merchan has refused to loosen the gag, saying Trump could try to intimidate porn star Stormy Daniels, who just testified Trump paid her to hide a sexual encounter. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott repeats a Trump argument that the White House is behind the case.
It's a crime in this country to use the court system to go after your political opponents. What's happening in this courtroom is clearly criminal.
In fact, the case is being brought by the Manhattan DA, not the Department of Justice. Some in Mississippi still want to restore voting rights for people with criminal records after a bipartisan bill failed to get a vote in the state Senate. Democratic State Representative Otis Anthony says folks re-entering society should be able to fully participate in civic life.
These are human beings who have families. These are people who have been convicted, they've been incarcerated, they've paid their debt to society.
Opponents argue those who break laws shouldn't be allowed to influence their making. 1 in 10 Mississippians can't vote because of a prior felony conviction. A new poll shows likely rural voters in 10 battleground states are up for grabs. Researcher Patrick Toomey says they're what he calls economic populists, supportive of programs like Medicare and Social Security, but against the government interfering in issues like abortion.
Rural voters are opposed to abortion bans. They have nuanced views around abortion itself, but 3/4 either support it or don't want the government interfering in something that should be left up to women and their doctors.
Finally, actress Cheryl Lee Ralph is arguing that if Planned Parenthood's taken away, some communities would be all but denied adequate health care.
They've got to understand that they don't go to these clinics just because they've been a bad girl or a naughty lady. You go to clinics like this because you need health care.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.